This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Free speech is very important, but many Americans believe that violence may be necessary to stop candidates or citizens with the wrong views about free speech. On my radio program, I frequently quote Jonathan Turley, professor of law at George Washington University. Although he is a liberal who would disagree with my perspective on many social issues, I quote him because of his dedication to free speech. I recommend his new book, The Indispensable Right, Free Speech in an Age of Rage. He provides the history of free speech and makes an excellent case for free speech. However, he laments that for some people, violent language can become violent action. He explains, we are living in an age of rage. It permeates every aspect of our society and politics. Rage is liberating, even addictive. It allows us to say and do things that we would ordinarily avoid, even denounce in others. Now, one chilling illustration of this I found in an article by Bob Unruh. He cites polling research that uncovered the disturbing fact that 26 million Americans believe the use of force is justified to prevent Trump from becoming president. The study on political violence and the election, assessing the threat from left and right, also concluded that these 26 million are active, dangerous, and have growth potential. On the other side, the study also found another 18 million say that the use of force is justified to restore Trump to the presidency. Jonathan Turley recently cited the number of politicians working with extreme groups and concluded that they were playing a dangerous game, toying with groups that call for violence. I agree with his conclusion that this recent poll is a chilling account of the growing radicalism in America. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Critical Race Theory, go to viewpoints.info/CRT.